Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 28th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. I hope your Friday's doing well. The last commute of the weekend! Before the weekend. You know, I always feel like I'm stereotypical on what hours people work. Like it's some Dolly Parton fantasy from 1988. Nobody works 9 to 5 anymore. I don't even know what our hours are here. I feel like I'm always in here and I'm always in the studio with Pete. Pete and I will be working on Sunday. We're going to the Pride Parade. We're going to be marching, I guess. Is that what you say? Throwing stuff with the WGN radio float. And I didn't even know this, but there's a list. When we interviewed for our Extension 720 Pride show, Marge Summit showed us a list of all of the floats. She says the most they've ever had or something like that. I don't know if that's true or not. But she's like, see, there I am. And she was like number 5. And the mayor, Lori Lightfoot, she was like number 2. Flipped a page. Down at like 443 is like WGN radio. And I'm just like, oh man, that's so far in the back. The one thing I totally forgot about, because we do this every year, is Sarah will tell us to go there and everyone's got to be there at noon or 11:30 or whatever. I don't know what time it is. You're supposed to be there. And then we stand around like dorks for like an hour and a half. And it's hilarious because the rookies of the parade, like the float that's in front or the float for behind, they'll be the float behind and they're like pumping music already and everyone's in the super makeup and, you know, wearing their bikini or whatever it is and they're dancing on the float. So they start dancing because they're rocking, but we ain't moved yet. And then it's like you look and check back 45 minutes later and they're like slow or they're down off the float. Like, you know, the parade hasn't started yet. Save some of it. And then they'll give us some stuff to throw at people and beads or some tchotchkes or something like that. And again, the parade doesn't really, when you start moving, you get the kind of, you could say that they're probably smart, but they're losers that line up where they stage so they can see the parade but not be with all the crowds. And so you find yourself throwing beads to them. Then you realize you run out before you even turn down Halsted Street. So you get to like the epicenter, which is like Halsted and Belmont, and you're like, sorry. And then everyone's like, boo! You suck! Boo! That's the Pride Parade as I know it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not looking to it. Before we start the headlines, I'm over the parade. I've done the parade 20 times now, and I got tons of pride. Love pride. And it's just like, you know, I'm getting older. I don't want to go. Just like Richard said in the piece last night, the locals don't want to go to the parade. I feel like I'm a local. I don't need to go to the parade anymore. And last year I took my son, and he marched, and it was fun, and it wasn't really fun. The Instagram photos were fun. When it's over, that's the memories. The rest of it is just standing around or your feet hurt. Or anything like that. Like, if you ask him, what was so fun? He's like, oh, when I was dancing on a float. Oh, the picture that was put up on afterwards. You remember that. You don't actually remember the experience. So, yesterday, my wife tells me, she texted me during the show, and she said that, Miles, he said, I'm marching in the parade. Because I was trying to convince him otherwise. And he goes, I'm marching in the parade, whether you do or not. That's what he said. So he was going to show up and march in the WGN radio parade without me. That's how determined he is to be a part of the Pride Parade coming up on Sunday. So that's nice. So I've got approximately 36 hours, 48 hours to convince him otherwise. that's what I'm doing this weekend. All right, let's get to it. All right. I just want to know what's going to be the Pride song. Probably something from Lizzo. That's my guess, right? I could do a Drake, you know? They don't really, that's not really a Drake. It's not really a, you know what I would think? The Drake Meek Mill song? I forgot what's Going Bad, I think it's called. That's the one they should do. That's a great song. Just heard it on my way in. But I don't know if they're going to follow my lead. All right, here are the headlines. Interesting little point in the trip today about the new marijuana law. It doesn't follow the no smoking laws that are already in effect. So effectively, you can smoke weed while sitting in a bar or restaurant or perusing your local 7-Eleven. Or I think what's probably more likely are weed cafes, just like Amsterdam. Lots of sitting around playing with your djembe, with your drums, maybe those sticks, smoking joint after joint till your parents text you to come back to the hotel for dinner. Sounds But I hope this gets fixed because I'm going to be super pissed to get a contact high at some fancy restaurant, which will just make me want to order more food and make my bill top out over $300. Not to mention how gross it's going to be when that one guy with that just the worst swags possible skunks up the entire place. No, JB, no. But fix this. I don't want to be sitting at my roadie eating my chicken kebab being like, ah, oh, God. You really smoking a bowl right here? No, thanks. So yesterday, reports came out that there was a drive-by shooting in Humboldt Park. The victim was riding one of those new rideshare scooters. So it was a huge story. Is everyone is scooter crazy? And the idea that someone was shot on one? Uh-uh. Wow. Hashtag scooter, right? Must click. Today, the cops updated the story and said, our bad, the victim was on a bike. What? It's still bad, but there's a huge difference there. Feels like the cops were like, you know what we hate? Those new scooters. Write it in that he was on a scooter. Like I said, terrible to be shot, but changes the story significantly. Who won the debate last night? The Democrats? I don't know. Who cares? They said it was the highest rated Democratic debate of all time. I was like, what? Is there nothing else on TV? I don't know. It's way too early to care. Hit me up after the Aaron Water show. That's how I determine when I pay attention to politics is whenever there's the Aaron Water show after that. New rodent control teams added to control rodents. I guess the city is getting reinforcements. I don't know why, but that makes me think of a Vietnam movie. The young, fresh-faced recruits in their pressed green uniforms showing up with their big duffel bags, only to be greeted by dirty, you know, smeared-faced rodent control teams coming back from Lincoln Park. It's like Rat Platoon. They all shotgun legal weed and sing, Lua, Lua. All the rats are planning to dump over a couple garbage bags. Am I the only one that comes to mind? All right. Okay. Let's get to sports. Craig Kimbrell. Yes. I'm telling you, baseball on the north side is going to be so much fun this summer. That dude is the real deal. He even has that dumbass OCD baseball quirk where he hangs his arm like how he's Frankenstein. That's so dumb. Remember when the only quirk closers had were fancy mustaches? Also, do they still do the Rolaids Relief Award or whatever that was? Also, better question, do they even make Rolaids anymore? Is that gone? I think that product is gone. Right. Or Raleigh Fingers. If I were a closer in this day and age, I would totally go with a Raleigh Fingers mustache. I think that would be the way to go and differentiate yourself. Anyway, the Cubs rallied to give Kimbrell a chance, and then Anthony Rizzo did his best impression of Greg Louganis, sans the Speedo, and to dive and get the final out at first. The Cubs ended up splitting with the first-place Braves. Not so bad, right? Not so bad. They were also able to hold off the Brewers and stay a game up in the Central, so they have a good chance to be in first place at the end of June. There you go. I know the Ricketts kind of ruined the fun for everyone who's not a diehard Cubs fan, but this team is truly a World Series contender, and we don't get that every year in Chicago. It's going to be annoying, for sure, to hear Go Cubs Go every other day at Wrigley, but still. Next up, the Cubbies head to Cincinnati to play the Reds, who are not bad this year. They're under 500, but they're, believe it or not, still in the wild card race. To be fair, every team besides the Marlins are still in the wild card race, but still. The Sox had a night off, but they made some big news cutting Yonder Alonso. Alonso came over in free agency to be the primary DH, but dude hit like 170. I mean, that's your job. What a major disappointment. Some wonder if he was signed just because of Manny Machado, since Alonso is Machado's brother-in-law. So maybe it was a matter of time since we whiffed on Machado. Julie DeCaro, she had a great point on Twitter. The Sox signed Alonso in hopes of luring Machado to the south side. Then Machado signed elsewhere for more money. Wouldn't the Sox have had the money to sign him if they didn't go sign Alonso in the first place? Oh, how about that? Wow, doesn't that make you blow your mind? Didn't I mail your mind this time? Anyway, Tim Anderson hits the IL with his ankle. Daniel Palco's back up, and the Sox promoted Ross Detweiler to start tonight against the Twins. Man, the young arms in the system must really not be ready for the bigs, because the Sox keep bringing in journeymen to fill spot starts. Dylan Cease really needs more development. His development is more important than a crucial series against the Twins. All right. Got it. Ooh, finally some free agency rumors for the Bulls. Yes, The Athletic is reporting that the Bulls are expected to show early interest in Julius Randle. Okay. Randle was a huge name out of college and last year averaged 21-8 for the Pelicans. But dude wants a payday and the Bulls would want him to be a role player. And Randle doesn't play D, so it'd be fun to watch Boylan get all mad and make him do burpees and suicide drills in practice, ultimately sitting him to send a message. So we got that to look forward to. Also, very interesting, but the Bulls actually got a big break, have some money to spend after the league determined that enough was enough on Omer Asik's contract. Remember that dude? The Turkish freak? I guess they traded him and they were still on the books on his contract because that's how the NBA works. And the NBA finally went, all right, he hasn't played Chicago in 6 years. Why are you still paying $2.7 million or whatever you're paying? So how about that? That's good, right? So give that money right back to Jerry Reinsdorf. All right, that's it. We got to go. I'm going to be out in the town tonight. I'm celebrating my brother's birthday, so I'm out. Hit me up. Text me. I won't text you back. I'm going to be that guy. Hey, what's up? You said text. Not really. Have a great weekend. See you at the Pride Parade. Or not, if I get my way. Love you.